This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. We are being lectured. That's right. We're being lectured, conservatives. We're the bad guys. Want to know why? Because we like guns. Well, most of us do anyway. I grew up around guns. I understand the safety, but because we like them, we're the bad guys. I've never seen anybody demonize people for having an object. It's like saying, I have a hammer. I've never killed anybody with it. I'm actually a carpenter. Or I have a nail gun. I don't kill people with my nail gun. But, you know, if somebody does, well, it makes you bad. Lots of hammer deaths. More hammer deaths every year than death by so-called assault weapons. True. True story. Almost 500 hammer deaths a year, less than 200, quote, assault rifle weapon deaths. And of those, most of them are in the hood, you know, gangbangers killing gangbangers. But nobody talks about the hammer. If you say, I have a hammer, people don't go, you terrible hammer owner, what are you doing with a hammer? My God, I would never let a hammer in my house. They don't say that. And it kills more people than assault rifles. Wow. Who knew? I knew. Oh, my goodness. So we're getting schooled. We're getting told how to feel about gun ownership. I love this kid, Trevor Noah, been in the United States 2 years from Australia. And Trevor Noah knows more about our, you know, way of life, our culture as Americans, than we do. Why shouldn't we take a listen to him? Trevor Noah, he knows it all, right? Here's his comparison. You got to hear this. Here's his comparison to guns and, you know, and how he grew up and how he would handle a situation.
I woke up this morning to the devastating news coming out of Las Vegas. Another mass shooting. This time, somehow even deadlier than all the other mass shootings. And they say that this was the worst in American history, but every shooting is the worst for someone. And you know what blew my mind this morning is when I realized that I've lived in the U.S., in New York, for 2 years now, right? And in that time, there have been 20 mass shootings. 20 mass shootings in the U.S. What's been particularly heartbreaking is, other than the lives lost, is how I feel like people are becoming more accustomed to this type of news every single time. I almost know how it's going to play out. We're shocked. They're sad, thoughts and prayers, and then almost on cue, people are going to come out saying, whatever you do when speaking about the shootings, don't talk about guns.
Talking about gun control and whether we need more restrictive laws, I just don't think that that's an appropriate time for this to be happening.
There's a time and place for a political debate, but now is the time to unite as a country.
This is not the time to be talking about guns. Sometimes I wish I had used this logic as a kid when I've done something wrong. You know, my mom wanted to ground me. I should have just said, is this the time, Mom, that we politicize what's happening right now? This is not the time to talk about my lack of discipline. This is the time for us to unite as a family, to focus on the fact that I'm stuck in the kitchen window trying to sneak back in. Come on, Mom. This is not the time.
I love, you may have got a little chuckle out of that, right? It's a funny line, if you're just a comedian. The problem is, when you talk about something serious where people lost their lives versus, say, breaking a lamp, or did you take the money on the counter? Yeah, ha 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 ha, Trevor, funny. Yeah, people lost their lives, and the first thing that the left wants to do is they want to talk to you about the inanimate object that did it. They don't want to talk to you about the real issue. See, what Trevor's trying to get you to understand is that, you know, the subterfuge that he would do as a kid is meant to, you know, to throw his parents off. Well, was it about the gun? Was it about breaking the lamp? Well, I mean, it wasn't about a gun. It was about breaking a lamp or stealing a little bit of cash or something, right? Or not. Did you have friends over? No, I didn't. There is no subterfuge in not talking about the gun. You understand? The subterfuge is in not talking about the idiot who used the gun. And it's so clever how they do it. Yeah, and he couches it in humor that even you go, ha, that's kind of funny. Yeah, it is funny. But the subterfuge of what Trevor did, well, yeah, Mom, I broke the we shouldn't really focus on me breaking the lamp or me bringing the girl home or whatever. Is that really what we should be focused on right now in this moment where we need to bring our family together? I wonder if Trevor would say that if he strangled his little brother. It happens. I wonder if Trevor would say that if he were a kid who killed his neighbor's daughter. Would he be saying that then? Look, we had a tragedy that has nothing to do with the gun. Nothing. It was the object used. And do you think Trevor's going to condemn the Muslim who ran over people in Nice that killed 83 people and wounded like close to 500? They always like to measure to the left. Let's measure. Let's see. Well, whose is worse? And he counts them. We had 20 shootings since I've moved here in New York. To New York. Hey, Trevor, when did this become an issue for you? Was it an issue when Barack Obama was president, or is it just an issue now? Oh, and by the way, why are you just covering it during a tragedy? Why didn't you cover it on 19? Why didn't you cover it then? Was it not big enough? He says there's been 20 since. This is number 20. Well, what happened to 19, 18, 17, 16? When did you decide that guns was going to become your issue in America? And you're barely, I don't even think the kid is an American. They're so, God, these guys drive me crazy in the sense that they have no knowledge base for any of this. They certainly aren't going to look at the statistics. And here's the really bad part. The really bad part is they don't care about the facts. They don't. They care about the narrative. This makes Trevor more popular. Trevor Noah more popular with his base. When they're sitting around writing the show, you can bet those writers are going, what's it take to keep us on the air? Who are we? Do you watch his show? I don't watch his show. Why should he cater to me? And he doesn't. I play his clips for educational purposes because I promise you I wouldn't play it otherwise. I don't care about this guy. I don't want him to see the light of day in terms of getting more press coverage for his show or anything else. They're just dweebs. Anyway, we got a lot coming up. Please.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-908-4758. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-908-4758. 800-908-4758. That's 800-908-4758. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Jackson Radio Show.
Special good wishes to those watching from Las Vegas, where you know what happened on Sunday night. I'm not going to get deep into it again tonight. I said what I had to say last night, but I do want to say something to these nuts who spent most of the day today on television and online attacking those of us who think we need to do something about the fact that 59 innocent people were killed. They say it's inappropriate to be talking about it because it's too soon. Well, maybe it's too soon for you, because deep down inside, you know, in your heart, you know you bear some responsibility for the fact that almost anyone can get any weapon they want. Now you want to cover yourself until the storm of outrage passes. You can go back to your dirty business as usual. But it's not too soon for us, because we're Americans. And last time I checked, the First Amendment is at least as important as the Second Amendment. So we will talk about it. Shame on you for suggesting we do otherwise.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So I wrote a book called Race Pimping, but you could call it Gun Pimping. You could call it whatever. Pick your amendment, first, second, fourth, tenth, whatever it may be. It's all pimping. Jimmy Kimmel, and I've asked this question, when did this guy become the purveyor of all things political? We got to hear about his kid in the heart condition, and I feel for any parent. whose kid goes through that. If my kid had a heart condition, I'd be upset about it. But I wouldn't be hawking Obamacare over it. I wouldn't take my own just limited personal situation and go, this could have been like that or this. I mean, look, I get it. I do understand people wanting, thinking they're helping. Jimmy Kimmel, guy's got money to do whatever he wants to do, but his kid gets sick or whatever. Oh, I think about all the people who couldn't do it. Did you think about all the people that couldn't do it that squandered their lives? Is it that they couldn't do it or is it that they didn't do it? And I know that's the age-old question. Kevin, you don't want to help anybody. You're just heartless. That's completely false. I want to help everybody. But you know who I won't help? I won't help people who are lazy. I won't help people who have their hand out. They just expect help. Feel, here's the word, entitled. You're not entitled to anything. I tell my sons all the time, especially my youngest, because he's obviously home. I say to him, look, buddy, it doesn't matter how smart you are. Doesn't matter how handsome you are. People are going to help you if you show a good attitude. You don't have to be the smartest. You don't have to be the best looking. You don't have to be anything-ist. All you got to be is personable and show a willingness. That's what people want. I talk about it all the time when I'm training kids. I train more kids in the martial arts, and there are some of them I go, I love that kid. There's a kid that plays on my son's baseball team. His name is Cole. Cole is the worst athlete on the planet. Poor kid. Wears these really thick glasses. He's very short, probably the shortest kid on the team. And little wiry legs. He's not fast. He's got no coordination. I mean, for all intents and purposes, Cole should have been, 8 years old and 7 feet. He's so gangly looking. You know what I mean? He's little, but he's gangly looking. But I love this kid. Oh, my gosh. This kid tries so hard. He will not. I'll say, Cole, you get up there and show him what you can do. And he'll look out in the crowd and give me a thumbs up. I mean, an aggressive, like, yeah. And if he strikes out, I'll say, Cole, you went down swinging. And he'll look at me like, yeah. You know, I absolutely adore this kid. His dad won't let me, but I would take this kid and make him into a champion. His dad might let me, actually. I haven't asked him. But his dad loves his kid. He's not going to let him come live with me to make him into a champion, but he might. I'll get back with you guys on that. But you know what I love about this kid? I love his attitude. He's undaunted. He misses a ball in the field. You know what? The other day, it was so thrilling. They threw a guy out at second base, and he's not reliable catching the ball. He caught that ball and hung onto it like a lobster claw. Whoa. And then in the outfield, they hit him a ball. He caught that ball. I was shocked. I mean, it was an easy ball for anybody else on the team, but they got hit the Cole, and everybody in the audience was, and he caught it. And it was like, whoa, and I'm congratulating this guy. You would think this kid is mine. Seriously. I care about him, but it's his attitude. That's what I care about. Anyway, these leftists that believe that they know so much. Jimmy Kimmel, if you took Jimmy Kimmel out hunting or said, I tell you what, Jimmy, I'm going to take you out into the wilderness, drop you off. Here's your knife. Here's your gun. Now, go survive. Knife and a gun. I don't think he could do it. These guys, they're so spoon-fed. They are cellophane and styrofoam. That's where I get my meat in the grocery store type people. They see guns as evil. They don't see people as evil. It's funny to me that Jimmy Kimmel can talk about guns for an entire monologue, but he won't say a word. Well, the guy, he's obviously deranged, but he got his hands on a gun. Okay, so a deranged guy took some sort of a weapon and killed people, and you blame the weapon? God, when do these people wake up? And, they're influencing so many folks. And you know what? We don't have any way to push back. And this is, I've talked about this before. Guns are one of these issues where The left is divided. Black folks, tell black people you don't need a gun. Tell them that. In the hood. It's like this heroin dealer that they go, that cop planted a gun. You know, it's just amazing how he planted that gun. And I'm always like, really? Okay, so because we all know that heroin dealers don't have a gun. Sure. Because I, you know, you guys have heard me talk about this, but when a guy was arguing with me about it, I said, where was the other gun? And he was like, what are you talking about? I said, you claim they planted a gun. How many guns did they find? One. Oh, so they found the planted gun, correct? Yes. Okay. Where was the other gun? He's like, what? I go, oh, well, what you want me to believe is a dude dealing heroin in a black neighborhood, meeting people to do his heroin deals, doesn't have a gun. Is that what you're trying to tell me? And then he got it. Oh. And I said, yeah, oh. So unless they find a second gun, you explain to me, is this the nicest heroin dealer in the hood? Because he shouldn't call himself a dealer. He should call himself the heroin gifter. Because nobody's going to pay him. If he doesn't have the ability to show some gat, he ain't going to get, he's just giving heroin. He's the heroin deliverer. Nobody's pays him. And he's got to be able to show, I'll shoot you. And believe me, that dude got a rap sheet longer than a Polish woman's last name. Don't even talk to me about this. And then the guy's like, well, man, I mean, yeah, you got me there. I know I got you. Gun control. Jimmy Kimmel can talk gun control. Security, lives in great neighborhoods, hobnobs, gets picked up by other people. You know, who knows? But he'll talk gun control, all right. Just not his.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let's talk midterms here a little bit. You've got an opportunity. Yeah. What are the chances of the Democrats taking back the House?
Very excellent. And I say that, but I would not have said it like 6 months ago, because 6 months ago we would not have known what the president's number would be in October. I always say to people, just see where the president, whatever party is, a year before the election. And Clinton, he won. We lost. Bush, president, his numbers went down, we won. Obama, his numbers went down, they won. And now this president, we don't even have to take his numbers down. He is self-immolating. And so at this point is when, if any of your listeners were planning to run for Congress or office, any office, and the president of your party was below 50 or 40, you might say, I'll run another time.
That's her story, and she's sticking to it. As Nancy Pelosi, talking about the Democrats' chances in 2018, I've already made the prediction, folks. The Democrats lose more House seats again, and the Republicans will soundly take over the Senate in 2018. That's what's going to happen. And what's funny is to listen to the rationale of a person like Pelosi, who says, look at these polling numbers. And it's funny, what's even funnier than that is that after having their butts kicked over the poll numbers, they still rely on them, and they still believe that it can be sold that way. Now, we talked about a poll number the other day. The poll number was, what percentage of people believe the NFL, what is it, that taking a knee was a good or a bad thing? And originally, it was like, 68%, it was a big majority, said it was the wrong thing for those players to do. Then I saw a USA Today poll that said, this is literally a week later, now it's 50-50. Now, I want to just stop, you know, in other words, it wasn't 50-50, but it was like 52-48. So it has slid tremendously in a week to where Democrats were saying, oh, we're gaining ground on taking a knee during the national anthem in the NFL. And I said, okay, well, that's good news to hear. So what happened in the NFL? In the NFL, you had 9 people take a knee. When Trump came out with his statement, 200-plus people took a knee. That's what I heard. I don't know. I thought it was 100, but it's 200, somebody said. Then I think they said 18 people, or maybe it was 11, somewhere between 10 to 20 people took a knee in the last football game. So it spiked up under Trump, and then it quickly went down. Quickly. Now, these poll numbers say otherwise. These poll numbers say, no, no, no. People are really starting to, you know, hear the NBA's, I mean, the NFL's message, and it's all good. We're winning. That's what Pelosi wants you to believe. Now, if they were winning, do you believe that the NFL would be saying to these owners, hey, look, you might want to write a letter to your season ticket holders because ticket sales have fallen off almost 18%. Do you believe that sponsors like DirecTV would say, you know, due to the onrush of orders, cancellations, we are going to honor these because of what the NFL is doing, and they allow them to do that? The sponsorships. I don't need to give you the names. Right now, one of the biggest sponsors of NFL, period, Budweiser, is considering pulling its sponsorship from the NFL. Hotline number you can call. You can leave your message. I tried to. It didn't work for me the other day, but I tried to. So all this evidence, players losing endorsements, and on, and I'm not talking one or two, many, many players losing endorsement. If you did not stand for the anthem, you lost endorsements, period. It's that simple. So all that empirical evidence, and these guys say, nope, we got a good chance. So, or the NFL believes it's the article, according to Yahoo, I believe it was Yahoo, it says if the NFL is in good shape, stands on the moral ground, people are, following the polls and all that. Nancy Pelosi says, you know what, 2018 is going to be our year, blah, blah, blah. They're delusional. They're absolutely delusional. And I got to tell you, I love this. I love this early confidence. And I went through the litany of things that Donald Trump has done so far in this economy. Can't be overstated. Donald Trump has done so. Do you even follow the stock market and all that? I turn it on occasionally. Whenever I'm going to be on, most of the time when I see the stock market is because I'm doing Risk and Reward or some show, and they happen to have the ticker up because when I go into the studio, they'll have whatever show I'm going to be on, and I'll see the numbers. And every time I go in there, I see better numbers. I believe this New York Stock Exchange has set 45 or 49 records. The NASDAQ or one of the other exchanges has set 54 records since Donald Trump has been elected. Records. Record highs. 54. 49. So, rock star status. You're going to see in 2018... I'll make you a prediction. The unemployment number will be probably under 4%. The economy will be booming at a level we haven't seen in at least four to five. And you're going to have people spending money. You're going to have companies bringing back investments. You name it, it's going to be happening. And this is in spite of the Democrats fighting tooth and nail. These guys are going to fight the president on his tax policy, and whether he gets it or not, he's still going to create jobs. And the money may stay offshore for a while until he makes probably an executive order that says you can bring that money back and put it into the bank, and earn interest. Or he'll do something to bring that money back and start the process moving. Guarantee it. When he finally repeals Obamacare and implements whatever he's implementing, and for the record, the death of Obamacare might come in his executive order where he says, you can now get insurances over state lines. That may be the death of Obamacare, nail in the coffin. But I can't wait for 2018 when the results of a Trump economy have kicked in. I mentioned the trade deficit shrinking to its lowest rate in almost a decade, pre-election rate, and it will. And by the time of 2018, you will see a trade deficit that is going to be monumentally small in comparison to anything that Obama did. And I want you to think about that. We have a $567 billion trade deficit, over half a trillion dollars. And if he gets that down to something reasonable, just what do you think is going to happen? And when products are being bought in the United States, it won't be half a trillion dollars, but let's say it's $200 million that we get back. We cut off of our trade deficit. $200 billion circulating through the economy. He's already got $1.2 trillion, I think was the number that I've seen, that has come back and cutting red tape. What happens when that red tape is cut for Obamacare? What happens when the tax policy simplifies? Just telling you folks, you're going to see boom time. So let's keep playing your games. Keep dreaming that you're going to win. Let's just see what happens. We have time for that other Pelosi clip. It's on a different subject, so we probably shouldn't play it. Maybe we'll come back in with that. All right. It works for me. So, look, I want to, at some point, we're going to chronicle all the things that happened in the time of Obama, like our credit rating being lowered. I can't wait to come back on here and make the announcement that the credit rating is back up. It's AAA again. That's going to be big news. There's so many things that you could talk about with this economy that's no longer smoke and mirrors, that's for real, that it's hard for me to believe that anybody would actually want to fight Trump over this. But when you think about that, think about those NFL players kneeling. Think about the left wanting to see Trump people dead in Las Vegas, and you'll get an idea of why Trump can't pass. You know, he's going to have to finagle and get people to finally go, enough is enough. Now, I keep talking about this because this is the most, one of the most important parts of the concept. He can't do it by himself. He flatly can't. Sharp guy, going to push the legislation thing. But you, if he senses any weakness in his base, he's got to shift. And we don't want that. So let's get involved. You know, we're talking about tax policy. Understand it. Be able to explain it. Let people know this is for our good.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Fellow with the Robert J. Dole Institute of Politics, and I will argue, debate any point with any of the knuckleheads that want to challenge conservatism in any of the things that we've been talking about now. Circular, you know, I mean, it's so cyclic, it's sickening for decades. And of course, the one that we're talking about now is gun control. And every time there's a shooting, we talk about gun control. I'm talking about a shooting like this. There's never a talk of gun control when somebody accosts a regular person. And what about when we find out that that person has an illegal weapon? How many illegal weapons do we have in this country? I would love to see that number. The number of illegal versus legal weapons. And then I'd like to know how many crimes legal guns are involved in versus illegal. And then I'd like to know who is committing these crimes. I'm talking about political ideology. Not just, oh, it was a, you know, a lady to kill this dude or a dude to kill this, whatever. No, no, no. I want to know politics. I want to know color. I want to know all the stats that the left wants to regale us with when they want to get their way. And you all know why I want to know this. Because we know who's committing these crimes. I already know, look, I don't know the numbers, but I will tell you this. The number of guns that are illegally obtained and committed and used in crimes is astronomically bigger than the number of guns that are done, that are legal and used in crimes. Legal guns involved in crimes are generally crimes of passion or things like that. People don't, you know, I'm going to go rob a liquor store and take my gun with me, you know, my legally licensed gun. And, of course, the reason why I want to know the political affiliation of the person committing the gun crime is because I already know the answer. It's going to be a Democrat. It's going to be a leftist. If they're not registered, if you talk to them, they will tell you, I lean more to the left. If I were to vote, I would vote Democrat. And then I want to know the other stats. I want to know the ethnicity. I want to be able to say to you definitively that the far number of crimes committed with guns are with young black thugs. Now, I'm not trying to condemn young black thugs necessarily. If it turned out it was with Mexican bandidos, I'd be okay with that. If it turns out it's with white boys, I'd be okay with that. But let me make you a bet. If they do get you the numbers on gun crimes, who commits them, etc., it will be per capita, maybe outright, young black perps. Now, I also want to know gender, because they're talking about, well, we won't know one thing about the gun control issue. It's always going to be men. Okay, maybe so. But what kind of men? I want to know per capita, because if we're going to start dogging men, I believe they're going to have to start dogging black men. And I want to see leftists start dogging black men. See, if it turned out statistics were bad for black men, I'd tell you. And I'd dog black men. I don't mind dogging black men. Here's the problem. If I dog black men, I'm dogging myself. I happen to be a black man. Now, I don't commit crimes with illegal guns or with legal guns. I, for the most part, don't commit crimes, not anything I know of. So if I'm not committing crimes and I'm dogging black men, I want the problem solved. I don't want to be associated with a group that they go, well, Kevin, your propensity of your group is to commit more crimes. I already know that. That's why I work hard. I should say hard, not to be, you know, it isn't that I'm running from black men. It's that I don't want to be associated with a group where they go, he kills cops, he deals drugs, he doesn't take care of his kids. Now, I'm not. None of those things apply to me. I could shut up and just go, whatever. But I don't, because I don't want it to apply to my sons, who happen to be young black men, except for one of them who's a boy, but he'll be a man one day. So let's force these guys. You want to be all statistical, Mr. Government? That I would say to Donald Trump, use statistics against the left. They have demagogued statistics in their favor for decades. It's time we come back with this. That's what I say. But let's talk guns for a bit. The hard truth in mass shootings that do occur periodically, and we talk about the, quote, gun epidemic for a while, only 98 deaths in 2016 from, quote, mass shootings. Out of the approximately 34,000 gun deaths that America suffers each year. Now, I don't know how many people die from cancer or high cholesterol or whatever, but I can tell you this, I don't see the left talking about banning, you know, if you serve trans fats. Well, I shouldn't say that they aren't doing that, but they aren't taking a hard enough stance. I bet you more people die from, you know, fat heart disease or heart attacks or whatever than these gun numbers. But here's what's really interesting about the gun deaths, and this is going to put a wrinkle in the whole thing. Two-thirds of the 34,000 gun deaths come from suicides. Over 20,000 deaths a year from suicides, not homicides. So you take those 20,000, it's a little bit more, but let's just say 20,000. 14,000 deaths, mostly in Chicago, I'm just kidding, but a lot of them. 14,000 deaths occur at the hands of somebody else, a homicide. So if you look at those numbers, 14,000 deaths from homicides, and then you say, we go look at those statistics that I mentioned earlier. Who's doing it? What's the political affiliation? And what's the gender? What's the ethnicity of the perp, etc.? That's what we're driving in on, is 14,000 deaths. Now, I asked the question earlier, do you think that Jimmy Kimmel or any, I think Rosanna Arquette, the other girl, one of those Arquette chicks, she chimed in and say something about the gun. Again, nobody giving any credence to the person behind the weapon. I haven't seen, most of these celebrities are like, they pretended. What are you talking about? It's the gun, man. If he didn't have that gun, he couldn't do it. Yeah, he could. The 20,000 suicides that happened in this country, if they didn't have guns, they'd do something else. Just the facts. Anyway, they said, this is what Bernie Sanders, and I'll give a quote for him in just a second, but they were trying to get somebody on the left to take on the mantle of gun control. And in this article, they say this: any serious attempt to address gun violence at the source has to address the accessibility of handguns. But what you mostly hear from gun control proponents, even from the farthest left edge of the Democratic Party, are the more politically palatable but narrower policies for a stronger background check system and an assault weapons ban. It's not going to solve the problem of gun violence, not even close. And this person's correct. The overwhelming majority of gun violence, if you will, is in handguns. And it's illegal, handguns. They won't add that to it. It's not from legal. And the assault weapons, I've told you guys this for I don't know how long. The number of people killed with assault weapons is so minuscule. More people are killed by hammers. I always use this statistic because it's funny to me. I don't know why it's weird, but it is a weird one. More people are killed in bus accidents by far than in assault weapons. Than with an assault weapon. It's crazy. It's exponential. It's hundreds versus thousands every year. But you don't hear a single leftist talking about don't ride the bus or how do we improve bus safety. They don't do it. So they say there's an opening for a Democrat willing to ignore the polling data, dismiss the fretting about gun-happy white working-class voters, suffer the wrath of the NRA, stake a claim as a champion of sweeping gun control. But there's no guarantee anyone will want to take it. Yeah, because anybody that would take that position is going to lose, and rightfully so. See, this is what I want to explain to you folks. People know deep down in their psyche when something is right versus wrong. The left won't touch this. And if we treat every issue like we treat gun control, they'll stop touching those too. This is the most stupid, specious argument amongst litany of others, but this one's one of the largest.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.